The program is in touch. I'm Jenny McGee for our Hall Communications Stations. And in our studio, we have the president and CEO of VSAC, Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, Scott Giles. Scott, thank you for stopping by.
Jenny, thank you for having me.
We've been chatting before this interview about VSAC and what it has to offer. And the dream of college is really what it's all about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. VSAC was created by the legislature over 50 years ago to ensure that all Vermonters have the information and the financial resources they need to pursue their education and training goals. Oftentimes, people think of us as just being about college, and we do a lot of work with students of all ages that are looking to go to college. But we also work with students of all ages who are looking for training programs. Every student is going to need some form of education or training after high school. VSAC's mission is to help them get it.
And you're saying of all ages.
Absolutely. Oftentimes people think that they see our counselors working with middle school and high school students. We have counselors around the state that work with adults, anywhere from 18 or 19 years old, somebody who left high school and didn't think that they needed any kind of education or training, to folks in their 50s, 60s, and sometimes early 70s who have hit a point in their careers. Maybe they lost a job or hit a dead end and they're not earning enough money in order to be able to support their family. They'll come to us and we'll work with them to help them kind of say, what are you interested in doing? Where are the good paying jobs? What education or training do you need? And we'll help you get there.
And this day and age, training isn't like it used to be back 50 years ago, where there are a lot of jobs still that you'd think some training. But now, just to work on the different technology you have in every job, no matter what you do, you've got to get a little help and training on a lot of things these days.
In the Great Recession, we learned a real lesson. People with a high school diploma or less lost 5.8 million jobs. As the recovery came back, there were about 11.5 million jobs created. Less than 80,000 of those jobs went to individuals that just had that high school diploma. Everything else went to individuals who had training of some kind or had a 2- or 4-year degree.
High school diplomas will get the doors open to a degree, but there's nothing wrong with not wanting to go to traditional college. But a lot of people do look at it as an expensive dream that maybe their families can't afford if they've had several kids. And you're talking all ages, but high school kids, we're talking very expensive tuition, and it's not a dream that you can't have, though. I mean, it can happen.
Education is one of the most important and increasingly one of the largest investments a family makes for a student, and that's really what we're about here at VSAC. Ideally, we'll start working with young families and begin the process of saving money for school. And one of the things that we've learned is that a family that saves as little as $150, that child is 2.5 times more likely to go on successfully to some form of education or training as a student whose family didn't. The other thing we do is our counseling programs. There are lots of different education programs around the country in a full range of prices. Part of what we really like to do is work with families to help you become really good consumers of education. Find the academic program that works for you or the training program, but also find one that kind of fits your budget and pocketbook.
We are speaking with Scott Giles. He's the president and CEO of what's been called VSAC, Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. And we're not always thinking students are 17 years old. It can be all ages. And my husband and I did have a VSAC account. We still do because we have a kid in college. But we started it when he was little and put in some money, a little bit here and there. It's a great way to get some financing down the road when your kids are ready for that next step after high school.
And one of the really exciting things about that particular program, that college savings program, is that the state actually provides a tax credit of up to 10% of the first $2,500 that you contribute a year. For families that are able to contribute a small amount, the state will provide an additional amount equal to 10%. It's a really nice incentive that helps families pay for education.
You have offices around the state of Vermont. I know your main office is in Winooski. VSAC is there to help people and answer those questions. The earlier, the better. Is that right?
So we talked a little bit about the college savings plan in that program. One of the other things we do is we've got counselors working with middle school and high school students all across the state. In fact, we're providing support to students in nearly every middle school and high school. Middle school is as early as our programs start. It's never too early, to your point. We'd love to be working in an elementary school. But we start working with families in middle school, helping those students begin to think about, what are the things that I'm passionate about? What do I love? Are there jobs that would allow me to do more of that? And then if there are jobs, what kind of education or training would I need and how do I get it?
And it's interesting you say that because some people don't really know what they want to do when they get to be that 18, 19 years old, or maybe even in their 50s, they may not have really found what they are passionate about. Sometimes we find out a little bit more of what we like in life a little later, but it is nice to have something that interests people to further their education and make those next steps.
And what the economy tells us now is each one of those students will probably change not just jobs, but careers 9 or 10 times through the course of their work life. And I think that's why education becomes so important, because really helping each of us become good learners, people who are flexible, available to learn new technologies, the technologies change all the time, really becomes key to making sure that we're able to be successful in an economy that's changing all the time.
I know you do different workshops. You do help people, individuals and families and students of starting in the middle school, mm-hmm. you said, but also pathways to school and getting that college degree or that training you need. We're talking about expenses and money. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things you also help, and maybe even steer people to scholarships or steer folks who can really set a plan for your student or for you who are looking for the next step.
So we've talked a little bit about the counseling programs that we offer. We administer $20 million in state grants that the state appropriates each year. And then in addition to that, we administer about $5.5 million worth of private scholarships that people have asked us to award on their behalf. So each year we're working with students and families to award over $25 million in free money.
Free money?
Free money. That's money that you don't need to pay back, nice. Which is important because a lot of the attention, I think appropriately recently in the press, has been about student loans, which of course you do have to pay back. We also work with families to help them make really good, smart choices about student loans if they are going to use student and parent loans to pay for education.
And student and parent loans, we hear different things about how much of a percentage you have to pay on that money. Mm-hmm. And talking about student loans lasting for decades after the education's completed or the training's completed, that is a little scary. You and I were talking a little bit of pathways and how to work an education, maybe mm-hmm. using community college. You work with folks who can steer towards scholarships if that's the case. There's great information and folks that can help people not blow it off because they don't think they can afford it, right?
Absolutely. And I love the way you talked about pathways, because that's really the way we think about it. One of the things that oftentimes people don't realize, several years ago, the state of Vermont put in place, we call it the Flexible Pathways Bill, but it did two things. It said that every high school junior and senior attending a public school in Vermont has access to 2 free college courses for dual enrollment. And a significant number have access, the ability to do their senior year as a full year in college. And that is a tremendous opportunity for folks to reduce the cost of going on to post-secondary education. They can graduate from high school having a year of college under their belt, save them a quarter of the cost of a 4-year degree or half the cost of an associate's degree.
And we talked about our community college here in Vermont. I'm gathering this is not a bad way to get started and get some of those college courses done. Your son, you said, went that way and get a lot of those courses you have to do anyway under your belt before maybe getting to the college or university of your choice.
We talked about this is a big investment, and not every 17 or 18 year old or 19 year old is really clear about what it is exactly that they want to be able to do from an education or a career perspective. And we see more and more families looking at the Community College of Vermont and other institutions that offer 2-year programs as a way for them in a relatively affordable way to be able to get some of those core classes kind of under their belt. And I think if you talk to Tom Sullivan, the president of the University of Vermont, he will tell you that CCV is the largest source of their transfer students. They've worked out a very, very effective transfer process so that a student coming into CCV who indicates they're interested perhaps in transferring to UVM can take a look at the course offerings and know exactly which courses will transfer so they get full credit.
We're speaking with Scott Giles. He's the president and CEO of VSEC, Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. We here in Vermont have a lot of good things going on and state college system that's very good. And there's no reason for folks to not look down the road for further education. And as you said, further training or college degree is going to be a good thing down the road for everybody as far as their jobs and finances go.
it used to be that we would kind of focus our conversations on kind of young parents and say, let's start that process, open an account. You can open an account with as little as $25, put a little bit in there when you can. And I think as your experience, you shared that you had done that for your son, that money adds up, you know, fairly quickly over time. And every dollar that you save is a dollar that you don't have to borrow at some point.
It's not like the days of yesterday where you could get a CD in a bank and it would have return, because the recession did kind of take a little of that away.
Took a little bit of a bite out of that, yeah. But the act of saving makes all the difference in the world for families.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the VSAC and what it has to offer. You do a lot of work with the universities, and I know that in the notes that had been sent to me, FAFSA, is that how you say it? My husband's been the one doing it. He found that quite a challenge. And tell everybody what FAFSA is, and every school, I guess every college and university basically relies on this, no matter what your background or your financial scene is.
That's exactly right. So one of the biggest mistakes that families make is that they don't apply for financial aid that they might be eligible for and effectively leave money on the table. So how does that happen? The federal government offers really a couple of sets of financial aid, all of which is need-based. And your eligibility for it is determined by filling out that FAFSA, which is the federal application. I'm happy to tell you that it's online now, and it's a little easier to fill out than it was when you and I were doing that ourselves, so that process is quicker. But only about 60% of Vermont high school students each year fill that out. And one of the things that is troubling about that is that too many decide that they can't go on to some form of education or training before they even find out what aid they might have been eligible for.
Scholarships and grants and loans don't all have to be devastating.
That's exactly right. And what we encourage people to do, if you go to the VSAC website, we provide a nice overview of the financial aid process and the financial aid that's available. We provide you a link to the federal application as well as a link to the other application that every Vermonter should fill out. And that's the state grant application. It's simpler than the FAFSA, because we're able to use a lot of the data from that original FAFSA, but fill that form out, fill the FAFSA out, and then we also provide a link to what we call the Unified Scholarship Application. So I mentioned that we administer scholarships for private entities around the state. We have a unified application that allows you to apply for any or all of those scholarships fairly simply right in one web link.
And VSAC actually helps people. If you're doing a one-on-one, they can get in touch a lot of different ways.
If you're filling out any of these forms and you have questions, you can always call us. But the other thing that we do, because we have counselors living within these communities, every year we will do a paying for college night at nearly every high school. And then we'll follow that up with a forms night where you can come in with any forms that you've got questions about and get some personal specific counseling about your particular financial circumstances or needs. And if you miss one of those, you can pick up the phone and call us, and we'd be more than happy to walk you through it.
And even though loans do help pay for college or that next round of learning, they don't have to overwhelm you for your whole life.
That's exactly right. And I think that this is one of those areas where the federal government, in its infinite wisdom, made the process much more complicated than it needed to be. There are multiple different loan types, both for students and for parents. And the rates confuse people and the repayment options confuse people. And one of the things I'd like to leave people with is that VSAC is an area that we have expertise in. And our goal is to simplify this and take the stress off of that process for you. So as people are thinking about how they want to use education loans in order to be able to pay for their education, if you've got questions, pick up the phone and call one of us, and we'll walk you through your options and help you figure out what makes the most sense for you.
Scott, how best to get in touch with VSAC, Vermont Student Assistance Corporation?
There are two ways that you can do it. One, you can talk to your local school counselor and find out who the counselor that we have working in your school is. You can call our 1-800 number, go to our website and call that number, and you'll get a VSAC staffer who can make sure that you get the information that you need, or you can email us at info@vsac.org, and we'll get right back to you.
vsac.org is very easy to remember and learn more there. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Scott?
One of the things that we talk about with student loans, there's complexity on the back end. A student has graduated from college and now their loans are coming due. And unfortunately, with the federal program, there are about 13 or 14 different repayment options. And oftentimes when borrowers get in trouble, it's confusion. One of the things that we do for all Vermonters, not just those that have borrowed through us, is we also offer personalized loan counseling. So if you've got loans with the federal government or with another provider and you're, how am I going to make these payments? Give us a call. We'll set up a phone session with you, tell you what information you need to bring and help you figure out the repayment option that will make the most sense for you.
VSAC.org, and you have a toll-free number too.
That's correct.
Scott Giles is the president and CEO of VSAC, Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. I appreciate your time today.
Jenny, thank you very much for having me.
And I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm Jenny McGee, and you're In Touch.